Welcome to Shomach Shavan Adaf. The month of Elul is sponsored by the Mendelbaum family. Leilui Nishvas Reb Chaim Ben Eliyahu Tzvi Halevi. We're holding in Chulin Daf Kuf Chofei. The Gemara in Amud Beis tells us that the Rekev means it's the dust coming out of a mace, of a corpse, is Mitame only B'masa U'Be'oil, only by carrying it or B'Oil, but not B'Mago. Because you cannot hold the whole rakov in one shot. So if someone says them is metam b'mago, it means b'oil, because mag over here means oil. And many of the tshuvas, there's a discussion regarding a mumia. Mumia is a mummy. When the Egyptians went and they took the dead and created a mummy out of it, is there a tomb over there or not? There's a very long Mishnah Lamelech speaks about it. There he wants to say, maybe it's the idea of the bones remain. The in Shuvas Ginas Rodim, in Yeridea Klal Aleph, Simen Dalet, he says, no, the mummy, they really go and crush, there's no bones that remain in the body, there's no problem of Atzomus. But what you do have from the mummy is the Rekev. The Rekev is the dust, it's not less than the dust. But he adds the Ginas Rodim, that here you will be Metame, even Bemago. Why? Because the whole idea there's not metame mako is because it's you can't hold it in one hand, but a mummy you could hold because it's all intact. They put them together, so you could pick it up So therefore, it's considered to be a negiya, and therefore you will be chayav not only there will be tuma not only in masa and oil but also in mako. Meaning a regular rakov it crumbles. You can't hold it in one shot. A mummy doesn't have that issue. Now speaking about the mummy and what the koyach of mummy is. It really fits to what the whole idea of Tumas Mace is. The Arzvash, Chelek Aleph, Jewish Zion, brings that the idea, the reason why the Mitzrim did, they were Choynet, they did Chanito, which is the mummy, is in order to keep the Nefesh connected to the Guf, in order to the body to still have a Nefesh, and therefore they could do a lot of sorcery, they could do a lot of Kishuf by having the Mace still somewhat have life in him. And he brings the Eidus of Yan Pinti Asfaradi that he went to in a boat and he stole mummies from Egypt, put it in a boat, and then they attacked him. The Koiches Hara attacked the boat and he barely was able to save himself and not drown. The Avinezer in Yeridel Simon Tafsa Mechvov, he brings the Zoyar, he brings the Or HaChaim. The whole idea of Tumo is that when life leaves the body, all the koiches of tumo come to connect to the body. And he goes on there to explain why tumas oil is dafka by Yisrael and not by a goy, because Yisrael is so much more gedusha by Yisrael. So when the neshama leaves the gulf, the tumas get a jump into it and it fills up the whole house, the tuma. So the tumas mace to begin with is the koiches of tumo jumping into the gulf. The mummy, according to what the Arzvash says, that's the whole purpose of the mummy. To keep the guf with some koiches, so that all the koiches of tumo and kishuf will be into it. So it mainly makes a lot of sense that it brings you these koiches and makes that this is the isser of tumas mace. Because the whole reason of tumas mace and the reason why they make a mummy is for the same reason. So the Kiddush Radim seems to be very, it makes a lot of sense that by a mummy, it's Adurava. Here you have even more Tumo, because here you're trying to attract, the whole purpose of that is to attract the Koyechas Tumo, which brings the Tumo space in many different forms. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com. Is miyuchod to deserve to,